Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Hello?
Hello. I'm just in a dire trouble here. Red health, red blood, and 50 million zombies. Not good. Fucked up, hey, Aaron. How are you doing? You alright?
I'm alright, man. I am okay.
They fucking ruined my jacket again. And they ruined my trousers. That's fucking great.
You don't need any help ruining your trousers.
Oh.
What server are you on?
Namask.
Oh, shit.
Zero Namask. Some guy grenaded me and now I'm on like red flashing health. No bandages that are disinfect. I mean, I've got no gun. I'm fucking out my depth. I need to make a fire. Fuck. Oh, I'm just not good here. I'm not enjoying life.
That's what Namask does to you. All these console players are like, oh, we want Namask. We want snow. You fucking don't. You'll tell you right now, from PC community to console community, you do not want winter, Daisy.
Yeah, definitely. This is a different ball game.
It's going to be so much like, there's going to be so many people complaining that it's so hard. And it's like, you fucking asked for it, bro.
I think the best analogy would be is like when an American football player plays rugby and they're like, they're fucking actually tackling me hard.
Ow!
What the fuck? They're not meant to touch you like that. They are. They're meant to try and break your back every time they try and get the ball off you. That is the mouse compared to normal Daisy.
I have been playing the fuck out of this Daisy GeoGuessr.
Yeah, I saw this, yeah.
It's so good. Someone, let me get their name. Okay, I wish I hadn't done this now. GV3 Flyver.
Oh, yeah, Flyver, yeah.
Yeah, Flyver, yeah.
I don't know. I think he is German now.
No, I don't think he is, actually. I think he's Ukrainian. Because, I'll tell you why. Italia for why? Bryn.
Hello,
what's that, Gavin and Stacey?
Yeah, go on. All right,
and
there,
I'll tell you for why. What will they think of next? Mint Baileys.
Mint Baileys.
completely sidetracked. He just put into our self promo in our Discord, which is why it's important to be in our Discord to see this kind of shit first, right? He said it's not a server and it's not a mod. It's GeoGuessr for Daisy. It's a website that he's got. And I'll say the website is DaisyGuessr without an E on the end. So it's GUESSR.com. And you go through Chernarus, you get a picture of Chernarus, wherever it might be, and you have to select where it is in the map. Like, I've just found one, I've just got one now, and it's a picture of the crashed heli in Cherno town, right?
Yeah.
So just selected it. 95 meters from goal. Bang. Done. Oh, and now I've got the statue that's in Cherno. I'm quite lucky at the same place. I'm trying to beat my record. Hang on. So I need to actually complete this now because I'm told you I'm slightly addicted. There it is. Right there. And let's pop it there. 6 meters away. Oh, no. I don't know where this place is.
You have to zoom into it.
Let me share my screen.
Yeah, no, I've gone into it. I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think I am gonna go there. Submit. You were 800 and fucking no points. Okay. Oh, you really gotta know your shit, ain't ya?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, that's the pub near Steroy. But it's got no names on the map. So you need to know where Steroy is.
My top score at the moment is 2,218 out of 2,500.
There? Submit. Oh, 1 mile away. I'm 8,000 meters away. Oh, everyone knows what that
is. I think that might be my 15th go or something like that. And my second go was the best. It's so fun. So if you're, here's the link again, and I guess I'm going to put it in descriptions or whatever, but it's DaisyGuessr without the E.com. Daisy, GUESSR.com. And then there's a little, the reason why I think he's Ukrainian is because there's a little Ukrainian flag on the bottom of the map, and it just takes you. Oh, no, hang on. That's made. I think it's just because it's made.
leaflet is a is
leaflet.
Yeah, I think that's just a support flag. I think he is,
I think that's just how he's made it by using leaflet. I think that's fine. So God knows.
Leaflet.
What are you talking? Why can't you say leaflet right?
I'm joking. I don't. No, it's not. My thing not no, to say not. Things right.
You're
I
fucking, am. You're drunk. It's Tuesday. Well, it's 10 to 8 in the PM.
I've had a few bevvies today. I am mourning the speeding fine eventually come through.
Oh, I was going to ask you about this today.
Yeah.
No.
It come through today. Right. I've admitted it. I took it off the company and admitted it, obviously. It was me. So let's just see whether I get a speed awareness course or the points. Because I had a speed awareness course last January, not the one just gone, the one before, 2023, because it's within 3 years, I'll probably just get the points. Yeah. But that will be my first ever points in my life. And in this game, points do not mean prizes.
They do, but you just have to pay the prizes out.
Yeah, you have and to the prizes pay the
government. Fine sum of... How much is the fine?
I think it's 120.
Oh, is it? Mm. Oh, it's almost not worth it, is it? Crack on.
Crack on.
Don't listen to me.
I can't really do my job over 6 points on my license. So.
Well, that's all right. You've got 3 more points to go.
Yeah.
Live let's on the edge, okay. Dave. Live on the fucking
okay,
edge.
Let's go. Get my car out. There's an average speed check literally next to my house. So let's just crack on.
Oh dear, yeah, no, I was thinking about that because I thought I got caught speeding yesterday. Yesterday? Day before, maybe? Can't remember.
Where
basically,
at?
It was M25. They've put in these fucking shit 50 mile an hour zone, right? And last week, the cameras said, camera not in use.
Yeah.
And all the signs were flipped over. And I didn't understand. I understand what speed limits are. But I didn't recognise on the way to work this. Because when I get up for work, I get up at like 6:30 and I'm have to get there
mate,
for like
it's
half
empty
eight.
Probably. So you just can burn it down.
Oh, yeah, it's not. But I'm just like, I'm not even really fully focused. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. Who wants to be focused at that time of day? So I'm just like cruising. And I'm keeping up with traffic that's probably doing about 55, not too crazy, but I was definitely doing it for about 3 miles in the 50 mile an hour zone. So I don't know.
Average speed checks on the motorway in the thingy ones, it's a doubtful one. My one was a, you know,
PC pod and his hairdryer.
Yeah, in his van, like fucking, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. They could be nice enough for me another speed awareness course, but I fucking doubt it.
I doubt it.
They earn more money from a speed awareness course, I think.
How? You have to still pay a fine?
You pay the admin fee and everything for a speed awareness course, which is higher, I believe.
But you still pay the 120 as well?
No. No, you pay more than what a normal fine is, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How fast did it say you were going?
I was doing 36 in a 30.
Ah. That's fucking annoying as well, isn't it?
But you know what's annoying about that is in the video, in the picture, it gives you a lovely picture of yourself. I was behind a lorry. So they must have got a ticket because I was literally behind the lorry. Do you know what I mean?
Well, so they must have been doing the same.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, at least you're not alone.
I'm not alone.
Well, I just want to do a quick plug, if I may, Dave. Can I steal your spotlight?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm just going to do a plug for... The community spotlight thing that we announced, I mean, we've only spoken about it once in a previous episode, but as Daisy mentioned, they have stopped doing the spotlight as an article, but now we know why. Did you see the new post?
No.
They are now doing dev blogs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they're doing dev blogs. So they're going to do a blog for... the development of Frostline. So they're going to announce them. And I think they said they were doing them every 2 weeks. So it's even Yeah, absolutely. So it's even more than the community spotlight, which was every month. But we're taking on the every month community spotlight so we can still highlight all your cool stuff. And if you find any cool stuff or you post some cool stuff, tag it with hashtag talent4daisy. That's all spelt out, no numbers or anything in there. Talent for Daisy. I'll search Twitter. I'll then see it. And then me and the team, which is Dave. Dave, I actually still need to show you how to make this.
You
how to write these articles.
We'll go through it one day.
We're in like December, Dave. We really need to get you to do an article, bro.
No, I will. You know, I've got a lot of messages from people on Discord, and like I said to everyone at the moment, mine and Andy, we're getting stacked up. We're getting stacked up with things. Do you know what I mean? We're getting booked in left, right, and centre.
We're just not getting paid for this shit.
Well, we do. That's the next thing I was going to come on to. Thank you for everyone that's been popping into our YouTube and Twitch streams. Been absolutely amazing, you guys. We started to become affiliate now on Twitch. So when you pop past, every little helps.
You had a frigging hype train the other day.
Yeah, had a hype train.
That's insane. I mean, I'm really proud of that, bro. Well done. That's so good.
Yeah. In the chat at that point, this is a long-ass intro, but at the point of that chat, I had Boydie, I had Rody, I had Fryer, I had Oysted, I had
Holden
Mitch
Caulfield.
Wagwan,
There
was loads of people. And
who raided with their stream?
Got a good big shout-out to Gunner the Runners. Gunner the Runners is a streamer on Twitch. He holds good numbers, man. Holds good numbers. I watch him personal. So I wanted to raid him for the first time. And I didn't get to raid him the first time because he literally was logging off just as I went to raid him. So then I ended up raiding Luke Light. Gunner the Runner remembered that and then raided me when he was finishing with 16 people. So I had like a good amount of people watching me stream. I was terrible. I was talking good shit.
Even if you do say so yourself.
I was fucking awful. No, I must have died like six times in a row, but I was talking real good shit.
After you finished that stream, I said, well done, dude. You did really good. Congratulations. And you went, yeah, I told some really funny jokes. And I was like, all right. And then you told me, what? Say the joke. Tell everyone the joke.
Oh, I don't even remember what the joke was.
It was
that
fucking
wasn't
terrible. It was so bad. I don't even know what it... But it was as bad as like, why does a penguin have flat feet? Because it's cold.
Ah, that wasn't that joke.
That was
bummer.
Definitely was the joke. It was fucking terrible.
No, it weren't. I was telling some banterific jokes, man. I was knocking out hooker zombies and going, oh, look at that, Andy's mum.
Are you calling the ones in the miniskirts hooker zombies?
Yeah, that's
fucking melt.
But I'll call them hooker zombies. The ones in the miniskirts and the fishnet stockings, they're hooker zombies.
All right, I like the Granny Smith.
Oh, Granny, yeah. Oh, Granny, Mother Hubbard.
Oh, that's it, Mother Hubbard, not Granny Smith. That's fucking Apple.
Yeah, Granny Smith's an apple, yeah. near the Granny Smith tree. Whoa, is it give up? Old Granny's hanging off of it.
Oh, God. We've got names, I'm pretty sure, for all of them.
Yeah.
Farmer
Dean
Joe.
Hall. Huh? Farmer Joe. Dean Hall.
Vicar Cunt.
Yeah, fucking Vicar Cunt.
Because they're always bastards, aren't they?
They are, man. They're after your groin. All of them.
They are, and they aggro, I'm sure, from miles away. They can sense that we're sinners. That's why.
Yeah. They can sense that the Lord is not with us.
No, they're like, yeah. Genesis 3:19. I don't know if that's even a Bible.
Yes, that's pretty good, Genesis.
I'm actually going to Google that real quick, just in case it's funny. Genesis.
Oh, yeah, it's a real comedy book, the Bible. 3:19 is the funniest one ever.
By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and dust you will return. That's quite deep, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty deep, man.
Who'd have thought we'd been reciting the Bible on this podcast?
Yeah, we just lost 2,000 fucking listeners.
They're gone. Gone. Right, anyway, shall we crack on?
Let's just hit the intro.
Welcome to episode 81. Something, something, something.
The dark side. Something.
Revenge of the something.
Revenge of the armor.
Into the dark side of life. But what the fuck are you talking about, Dave? You're making me go do lally. Anyway, a really, really popular server at the moment is the Conquest server. Now, Dave, you and I streamed it for a little bit. We spoke about it. Did we speak about it with Boydie on the episode, or was that part of our chat? I can't remember.
No, we did. We most definitely did.
And since then, we've not been able to get into it because it's been 80 pop with about an 80-man queue.
Do you know what? I was going to try and get in it on Saturday evening. Mm. And no, Sunday evening, it had a 96 queue with an 80 full pop.
What the fuck, bro?
If there's any server that is crying out for a partner server, like a duplicate server, it's that one.
Yeah. And they'll both be full. Because there's people like you and I that won't sit in that queue.
Yeah. There's a good, I'd say, a good 25% of people that won't be sitting in the queues. Like, as soon as they see you there in a queue, fuck that. I'm off to play
with my spaggy, balls.
Spaggy green because it's always empty because no one likes vanilla.
you fucking got me. Now, before we lose all of you console players, let's just fucking hold your horses for a sec, right? Just hold your horses. This theme of server is one of the rare occasions where console had it first. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, let me explain. Dave, explain.
Me? Me? I can't explain nothing.
Basically, there's a red team and there's a blue team. The classic red versus blue. So when you spawn, you pick a side and that's your side.
Eagles and tigers
and bears. Oh my, you have to and then that you spawn in different areas of the map, right? And then you always spawn at your base. There's cars, there's like a few shops to get like grenades and stuff like that, which I only found out right at the end. But anyway, or you can get like a chopper and get flown in. But there are 6 points on the map all in a line that you have to take control of, like think Battlefield Conquest style, same type of thing, where you have to raise the flag, lower the flag of the enemy, raise your own flag, and then you now control that area. We didn't really understand how the point system worked, did we, Dave? We just kind of, it was kind of whoever got the most kills won, we believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, not entirely sure. But we played this game mode and it was so fun. But console, specifically PlayStation, had this first. They had a group of servers called, it was just called Conquest, and it was pretty much the same thing. It was, you know, they didn't have helis or anything like that. But that was months and months and months ago. And this Conquest server on PC has only just come out, like maximum a month ago.
Yeah, it come out just as, it actually come out at the most perfect time, in my opinion. Just as the Vigrid servers are, you know, they're slightly going down in pop. They're not one that, people have played it now and they're just looking for a little bit of something different. I think if the Vigrid servers were to bring it out on different maps, that could be something that could re-spark the engagement in Vigrid servers. But the this Conquest server, it's hot at the moment. Like extremely hot, as like we explained at the start.
Hot buffalo like with a sauce.
Yeah. Oh, fucking like ranch dressing.
it's not hot at all.
With chilies. No, you little bitch.
Ranch dressing with what are those fucking
jalapeno.
No fucking jalapenos, bro.
With old Mother Hubbard, Granny Smith, from that joke. She's hot.
Carolina Reapers.
Why are we going all DEFCON on their ass?
We are fucking, just as a sideline, I was listening to, so I listen to our podcast on Spotify, and I had a look at the shows like that are related to this show or whatever, or you also might like or whatever. I listened to a couple of them. And there was a Escape from Tarkov podcast.
Oh, okay.
And they sounded really good. They sounded really professional. We chat so much shit, bro. We chat a lot of shit.
Yeah, but I feel that if we were too serious, we'd lose the engagement of the people that listen to us. And it wouldn't be fun for us to do.
Oh, no, we wouldn't find it as fun. Absolutely. This is very much a selfish choice we've made.
Yes, fully selfish as hell. Like, fuck you lot. Yeah. I do this just to catch up with Andy once a week. I don't know how you lot do it.
Just go away from the outboard chain, isn't it?
lads.
lads. This is like me socialising with my friends down the pub, but it's over Discord.
Geek. Oh, you fucking nerd.
You fucking nerd.
Anyway, I just think other podcasts, like gaming podcasts, they're way more professional than we are. We just chat so much bollocks, man.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. Anyway, what were we talking about?
The Conquest servers, Andy. Conquest, PlayStation had it first.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. Here's the main thing that I want to revolve back around to, right? Yes, PlayStation did have this kind of server first on DayZ. However, for those that don't know, the uninitiated, this kind of game mode was actually introduced into Arma 2. It was called Wasteland at the time. I guess I say at the time, it probably still is called Wasteland. But the same rules apply. You get your own faction. And it basically, Arma spawned DayZ, and now we're playing Arma on DayZ. Does that make sense? So we've done like some weird fucking 360 back to Arma 2 or 180. How does that work? 360 back around again. Don't know.
Yeah, come back around on itself. Yeah, 360.
And we've got no experience of the Wasteland Arma 2 thing. Never played it. No idea.
No, we got one of our squad plays Arma 3 every now and then, but it's nothing that's really floated my boat.
Yeah, no, I just. No, not fussed. I mean, is that the same as Reforger? It kind of feels like I've only really seen Reforger on streams.
Yeah, well, I watched a few people play Reforger. I watched Mike Doherty and Minder play Reforger.
That was such a funny stream, dude.
Such a funny stream, man. They went into like Russian servers and started trying to speak Russian. It was the most cringiest thing, but hilarious at the same time. And Mike Doherty's accent.
I love it when Minder like fully commits to an accent. And then Mike was like just using fucking Tarkov lines.
Yes, he was. Nah, Conrad.
Zuckerblied.
Zuckerblied. Yes.
Anyway, completely distracted. But if you're on PC, try this game mode out if you can. Hopefully they're going to get a new server up. I don't really know. They have to, because I'm getting annoyed that I can't play it.
Getting so annoyed I can't get in the queues.
But we played it for like 4 hours. Like, we stayed in there for 4 hours for the whole game.
We got in when the hype was happening. Now the hype's at its, say, peak.
Do you know what happened?
We can't get in.
Do you know what happened?
They saw us playing it.
No, fresh spawns.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what else happened as well?
What?
Glaz.
Oh, yeah, we met Glaz. Well, I can't remember what episode.
Me, Glaz, and one of Glaz's friends. I think it might be Golden Rex or might be Tommy, held this, the mustache house in Cabernino running Northwest Airfield. We held that for a good 10 minutes, man.
It was so fun, but you do get into like proper scraps. There's gear everywhere, and like there's DMRs and SV98s and M4s and AKs and all that stuff. You start off with fairly basic bits like a Blaze and AK-101 or something like that, but yeah, it was good. It was good. What can I say?
It's fun.
Can't say anymore.
And we done it on stream, so we got it all down, and it's proper good conduct. Do you know what it is? It's getting yourself better at, say, PvP. Since playing the Vigrid servers, since playing this Conquest server, I can actually say that my PvP skills have gone up 10%.
Oh, easily. I reckon way more than that for me. Like, much easier. I was way more confident sniping. That's cool. But in a, like, spot each other at the same time situation and you both got ARs, I was probably going to lose that fight just because I'd always never really understand the recoil patterns or whatever. But now doing this over and over and over and over again, getting multiple kills all the time now, I think the biggest thing is that it fills you with confidence. The worst thing that happens whenever you get into a gunfight in DayZ is your instant like fear of dying, a fear of losing that fight, right? Not necessarily the gear fear, but the fear of fucking it up, the fear of getting shot in the back, the fear of fluffing your shots and potatoing all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
The more that we've played these Vigrid servers and that Conquest server, the more confidence I've got taking it into solo games or a standard standard game. The other day,
for instance, them two got. I was going to say,
yeah,
were you going to go Livonia?
No, this is why we're on a podcast together.
The other day, we're like running Livonia. We're complete, west of the map, coming up from Topolin, and we get to this summer camp near Zalisti. No, was it? Is it
something like that? Yeah.
Zalesi or Zalisti or whatever it's called. And Zalisti. Andy spots a guy on the road, miles away. So we were going to go and try and be friendly. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And
I was actually going to try and be friendly.
We were going to try and be friendly. I mean, I had some dark intentions in my brain. We make our way on the up there past the lake, and then Andy's like, "There's a guy in front of you," and I didn't see him. And Andy fucking blasts him away. As then, I've seen the other guy on the other side of the road try and flank us. So I've gone for a quick push because I've only got close quarters weapons. So I've gone for a push. And I noticed this guy had a similar pattern every single time he popped out from the tree. So he was trying to shoot at me with a BK-18. No, it was a Mosin, wasn't it? It was a Mosin. And he had no sight. And he was popping out trying to shoot me. I noticed he had a pattern. So every single time he popped out, I shot him with a 357. And I hit him three times. And I knocked him uncon and then finished him off on the floor. But if before, my PvP has been fucking terrible. Anyone that watches the streams, anyone that plays with me knows that I'm an absolute liability with PvP. I know good comms, but I potato my shots. But honestly, since playing the Vigrid servers and the Conquest servers, it's sort of that honed my skills. I'm learning more. Like, you got to be at least like 3 to 4K into DayZ to even call yourself like competent. And there are some special cases in that affair, but there's so much hours in DayZ and you're still a noob in certain aspects.
I think it really matters on what you focus on. So for years, well, let's not lie about it. For years, we have been focusing our DayZ gameplay on adventures and exploring and going somewhere new and trying something else out. Do you know what I mean? We haven't had that playstyle of going out for PvP. We don't play highly modded servers. We don't play base building servers. We don't go out for PvP gunfights. We go out looting for guns to protect ourselves more than anything, don't we?
Yeah, we don't. Guns are not on our list, man. We want to go and explore like new things. For instance, me and Andy play the Karma Crew servers. Most of the Karma Crew servers are base building. We don't base build. But what we like to see is all of the custom locations that Mike Doherty and the team at Karma Crew and Minder have produced, to like the modded areas and that, just to have a look and see how well done they are, because they are extremely well done, and just admire them. If there's someone there, yeah, we will play the game itself, like try, see if we're going to be friendly with them or try and kill them like PvP style. But we're essentially not going out and looking for fights. It's like, say, a Taupe Wreck or a Lady Adventure.
Yeah.
We are exploring like a Runnermans or such.
Yeah, we're definitely more akin to TRMC than we are to Taupe. But
yeah, 100%.
Takes a fucking genius to wear that one out. We're not great. But
no,
but
that's
definitely
our
playstyle. Yeah, definitely. 100%.
And me and Andy have different playstyles. So with the Conquest servers, I don't know if anyone saw on the stream, we all had our sort of roles. I'm a close quarters guy that's got I need something like an M4 or an AK-101 or an AK-74, big one, where Andy's more of a, like an eagle-eyed sniper, Overwatch sort of guy. So we work well as a team.
Because usually if we're just going for a run, you'll favour a shotgun over like an AK-74 or something like that. Like, no, I'm good with my shotty. Like, really? But it's just, that's what you do. That's how you play.
Yeah, I'm so much better with a shotgun. I can get that. If I can get that one shot off on the guy with buckshot, it's good. I potato my shots if I got more than one. I mean, the other day I had a PPSH and I shot at a guy. Honestly, I think I might have hit him in the little toe with one of my shots. I had a 30 round magazine. It zipped out of the fucking magazine so fast that I think I was so poor at aiming. But with the shotgun, I've got that more control, more close quarters. I feel like I got it. I got it in that aspect.
So I really think the importance of these servers, while they are good, they're really good for practicing DayZ. Now, for years, people have been saying, "Oh, play this, play that," to get better in PvP, because you don't often get into many fights in DayZ. That's just the nature of the game. Whereas CSGO, for instance, you're always getting into fights because it's round-based, and and so you can build up that muscle memory really quickly. But with DayZ, it doesn't quite happen. So people used to play PUBG was the closest that people would use. If you get your settings right, it can feel the most like DayZ, and you get into a lot of fights in PUBG. But these, they are DayZ, you know? How are you going to get better practice? People used to play deathmatch servers. That's good. Deathmatch servers are great, but they miss the DayZ element because they're very... They're the other end of the scale, aren't they? They're completely PvP-focused. You haven't got to worry about traveling somewhere. You haven't got to worry about cover that much. It's just if you die, you're back up, whatever. But with VidGrid, there's more of a survival element because you've got to get from A to B to C to D in the best way possible without getting shot at and knowing what to do when you get shot at and then whatever. And then on Conquest, it's even more so because you've got people almost everywhere, but then you can also be at a town by yourself and there might be three or four perpetrators there. There might not be anybody there. Same kind of thing with VidGrid, but you've got more time to focus on that single area because with VidGrid, the circle's always moving, that kind of thing.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You know what I find really good, like for building up like communication skills and stuff? So if you've watched me and Andy stream, or it's one thing we are very good at is our comms. So we know where each other are at all times. We're very good at our comms.
That's because I've got smell-o-vision.
That was amazing.
You've just got like a green fucking trail like running behind you going in all the fucking houses.
Yeah. But the one way me and Andy have, the game that we've got the second amount of hours on is a game called Hell Let Loose. Essentially, this game is a first-person shooter, but it's all about communication and how you flank the enemy and how you have good comms with other squads and your squad members. So me and Andy have honed our skills playing that, which makes us quite good at our comms on DayZ. So we know where each other are at all times, and it is pretty fucking ruthless, Hell Let Loose, like DayZ. You can be fucking, you are one tapped. You're dead, like IRL. So it's mad.
Although like the call outs aren't the same and all that kind of stuff, it definitely gets you talking to your team, talking to your squad, keeping, you know, the objective in the front firing line. But then also I don't have to play with you to get that. It's very immersive regardless of who you're playing with. You know, if you're lucky enough to, I say lucky enough, it's probably got worse over the time, but maybe in the last 6 months or whatever, I haven't played it, but before then you could just jump into a squad, start talking to any random people in there, and you'll all be talking about the game, where to go, tactics, all that kind of stuff, which is what you need, which is what DayZ has, right? But you need to do that on DayZ. So
yeah, and we've come up with tips. We come up with a load of tips on this game. And one of our tips was to take a break from DayZ. But when you are taking a break from DayZ, so you don't get burnt out as such, it's always good to go into a game that when you get your keenness back for DayZ, it's going to hone your skills or add another quiver to your bow.
That, I think PUBG is good for that as well. PUBG is definitely good for comms because they've got very 100%. Similar things, like the same houses about left and right and center and all that kind of stuff. But
so PUBG is like VidGrid servers. PUBG is like VidGrid servers, or is VidGrid servers.
Well, yeah,
and
pretty much,
Conquest is exactly the same as
Hell Let Loose.
Conquest, yeah, Hell Let Loose. That's the one.
Conquest and Hell Let Loose. Yeah, we're just talking about it.
Yeah,
you're right. You're that, like, this seems really obvious.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah,
but we were playing something. I can't remember what we were playing, what we were doing. but you and I were pushing a building on stream, and we pushed it like we normally push it. And then chat was like, what are you two, fucking professional SWAT team or something like that?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I don't know. We were just like going up, first floor, clear. So I'm in second room. Yep, I'm upstairs, clear. Like, we proper pushed it like we normally do, poking
we
corners.
We do it and literally naturally now. Me and Andy literally clear buildings naturally like that. And everyone's like fucking nerds. You know, you're some like SAS fucking like Navy SEAL or something. It's like, nah, so with me and my army skills, like comms was a high thing. And Andy, obviously, with all his years on like different computer games and absolutely slaying it, we just naturally fall in to just being proper fucking operators. No, I'm joking.
So you better be scared if you hear these voices in game, boys. If you're in your base and you hear us outside, then you better just log off, bro.
Because it's not it's not forced. What me and Andy do there is not forced. It just comes with all these years of like the gel that me and Andy have, like with this podcast and with like playing computer games and stuff.
The man
me and Andy
gel.
Just naturally, we just naturally know our roles. So
all I can think of is Gentleman's Relish.
Oh, from Top Gear, yeah. Gentleman's Relish.
The man gel, Gentleman's Relish. Sorry, I completely cut you off.
No, I was just like, because when you play Hell Let Loose, someone has got to be the squad leader. Now, you don't want a rando squad leader if you're in your squad. So that's my natural position in that squad. It's not that I'm technically the leader of the squad. It's just that my comms is good with other people. And Andy is good at, you know, with the suppression and long distance like firing, especially when we play Recon.
Yeah, we fucking kick ass on Recon now. That loose. Oh, miss it. We ain't played it in so long. Let's go.
Oh no,
play
I actually
Recon.
Uninstalled it because it just kept getting stuck.
What?
It kept getting stuck on the install. Oh, I really installed it like in a heartbeat. But
to be fair, since that new company took it over, it did go shit.
Yeah. What was it? What company took over? I forget it now.
I can't remember.
Weren't Black Matter? No, it weren't Black Matter.
Don't remember, man. But yeah,
I don't remember.
A couple
but yeah,
of shit
went
updates. We had like the British were added, and they were all fucked and drill, and then the maps. Were
and
just...
then they were talking about we were like, we really need another axis. We got like three allied, but there's only one axis, and putting the Italians would have been the natural one. And they were talking about in the road lines adding the Finnish.
Yeah,
it's like what the fuck.
Oh man.
So no like idea. You sort of like get a bit turned off by games like that. So but we're not here to talk about Hell Let Loose.
Oh yeah,
such.
I forgot. Yeah.
We're here to talk about, you know, DayZ but these games
getting good.
Yeah, can get you good at different aspects of the game. I mean, we're not into our base building, Andy, are we? We don't do base building.
No, not really, no.
But essentially games like Valheim can get you better at base building.
Really? That's a stretch. That's
well,
a stretch.
Well, if you could find one of the already built houses, if you want to do that run.
Dude, base building in DayZ, for me, it goes as far as finding a mustache and putting a door on the front.
Oh, you do mustache, do you? Well, you need to do the windows. I like to do... I like one where you could just, you know, you don't need much windows. So ones that you don't need a window to do much windows. I like a gun house. There's one with just one window.
Can I say window again?
One window in the windows.
Okay.
Windows. I like the windows. This is a great window.
Windows, yeah.
Windows, yeah.
So these game modes, I think they're incredible. We haven't had really this many different types. We've had deathmatch servers for a long time, but I've never really been a fan of the deathmatch servers. Who was it? That was it. Geek FPS, who we interviewed, said play them 10 minutes a day. Play a deathmatch server.
Yeah, the Dr. Geek said,
he prescribed 10 minutes a day. But that's good for simply learning recoils, distances, time to kill, but then also like bullet speed, things like that. And that's great for that kind of stuff. And that's super intense if that's what you're hyper focusing on. For me, when I played a deathmatch server, I would choose the lowest pop one available. If there was two people playing a deathmatch server, I would join that one. Because there are three of us in a town, and you'd have to play it a little bit like DayZ. You'd have to skulk around and scope and snipe and all that kind of stuff. deathmatch server, yeah, half the time you spawn and then you're dead again. Do you know what I mean? Like straight away before you see anything. You spawn in a fucking field and there's a bastard behind you in a ghillie suit.
These Vigrid servers have been great for that because there's an element of looting as well.
Yeah.
The element of looting and also PvP and also knowing locations. So you, if you see the circles getting smaller and you know, fuck me, I'm in fucking Cabanino. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know exactly where to go. So you're learning the map at the same time.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same as this Conquest server. It is on Shannaris. You learn the different locations. And yeah, there are some custom bits that we actually really enjoyed on that Conquest server.
Oh, the custom map areas, what they've done to those like 6 points, they look incredible. Do you know what they remind me of? They remind me of Zagoria on Xbox, the Project Lemons server, where it's all like overgrown. It's all built up and it looks fucking sick.
Oh, talk about Project Lemons. He sent me a wave the other day when I was in someone's chat. I don't know whose chat it was now. It was bloody, I think it was,
don't you say it.
It was Resina Man.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Can we go one episode without talking?
No, it weren't. It weren't Resina Man.
No, I've had enough.
It was, or Cobras. Was it in Cobras? I don't know. I was in someone's stream and Prodigy Lemon said hi. Oh, no, it was in Minder's stream. I think it was in Minder's stream. And I've been on the friendly and he's like, oh, how are you boys doing? Like, I love what you've done with the Community Chronicles. And we're like, oh, cheers, bro.
I've just
bought what Andy done with the Community Chronicles.
Oh, fucked up. I'm good. I just wrecked havoc with my mic.
On that note, I cannot wait for my mic to turn up.
Oh, countdown. We are 2 episodes away from Dave having a succulent, sultry voice.
Well, the thing is, let's just go through my logic how. It dropped from 156 quid to £103, but it dropped from out of prime, so I was never going to get it within a couple of days. That was the thing I took. So, but now it's back up to 156, but on prime.
Oh, is it?
So I went for the money pays. And it says it will turn up at on the 30th.
Right, so we've got this episode coming out. Then we're going to have to record another episode on the 27th. So...
on the 27th?
Yeah, you've told me 3 times that we need to move next week's episode to Monday.
I can't do Monday. I think we're going to go to Tuesday again. I don't know. I need to talk about it after the stream. I fucked up. I've got a lot of stuff going on next week.
I don't go fucked up, boy.
Yeah.
Right, well, anyway, in that case, basically, play some servers that are tailored to train you, I guess. Yeah, they're super fun at the same time. Console, I'm pretty sure you've still got those Conquest servers. They're fairly old now, though. I think they've been out for a few years, so hopefully there's more or something like it. Xbox, good luck.
Yeah, but what I found as well is we all know what's coming out at the end of this year or start of next year. We all know there's going to be some sort of winter survival map.
Frostbite. It's going to be the end of this year. They always do a big update at the end of the year.
So the end of this year, we are going to get a harsh environment to hone our skills, DLC, to wet our lips and to relieve money from our wallets. Sorry, our console people, but there are some better survival servers for you. But guys on PC, I've noticed a big influx back onto the mouse.
Let's just get some training in.
I've been playing a little bit every now and then. Oh, I'm not doing well at all. Actually, I done well the other day. I held Athena 1 down for a bit.
You need to take me there. I've never done any of it.
Oh, I'll take you. Okay. Yeah, we could definitely do that. We should probably do a little research on other ones because there are the Karma Crew ones where the guys are proper OP and will take you out from like fucking 700 miles. Then there's Zero servers where it's kind of harsh. It's a harsh sort of gaming. I've been, you know,
harder than
playing
normal
that for a bit. Yeah, it's a little bit harder than normal. The Zero clientele's been quite hard. They definitely know how to play the game.
What were we playing the other day?
We were on Zero. And it was just very harsh. We may need to find one that's not as... the clientele, I mean, are quite harsh.
The players.
Yeah.
The clientele.
You may need
like
to
hooker?
Find one... Yeah. Fun sound like the zombie hooker with the fishnets.
We'll find one. So practice. Yeah. That's the aim of the
practice
game, bro.
Practice does, yeah. Practice. Practice, practice, and practice.
Friendly?
Video of the week. Quick.
Ooh. I can't wait to hear that in your new mic.
Oh, I know. The blueness of it.
gentleman's relish. Wait, did you get a blue one?
No, I didn't get the blue one, but it's a blue Yeah, the X only comes in the black.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, so
I really like the blue one that I sent you, which wasn't an X professional. Yeah, I know. But
I've seen. I've done a lot of research in comparisons, and the X smashes it.
Yeah, of course it does. It's X professional, bro. Anyway, today I've picked one that I just watched 2 days ago. It's called from Tommy. Just Tommy. Just if you put in YouTube, Tommy Daisy. I built the smallest base in Daisy. Well, this video, I'm not going to go in much in it. It's him and JLK, basically. JLK does the long 1 hour and a half like movie episodes. So, but if you watch Tommy's, you get nitpicks of more bite-sized versions of their big adventures. And Tommy is fucking nearly as good as JLK when it comes to PvP.
Okay.
And their comms are on point. They know where each other are. They know where each other are every fucking point.
Who was it that told us about Tommy? Was it Glaz?
It was Glaz. It was Glaz. Because it was Glaz, Tommy and JLK that were doing a lot of videos together.
Yeah,
and
he told us to look at his screenshots. Yeah, his screenshots are sick, aren't they?
Oh, really. Have you seen this one that I built a smallest base in Daisy?
Nah.
Type it in, man. It's fucking mad.
I'll have a look now. Oh whoa yeah, okay, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
I wish you could actually build it's obviously like an AI thing, right? That's cool.
Yeah,
but I wish you could build that kind of cabin in Daisy. That would be
but
sick.
You can in Valheim.
Oh, here we go. Fuck, here we go. No, I've had enough.
Ashlands bro. lad, absolute lad. But yeah, search for him, subscribe onto his YouTube, watch his YouTube. Tommy, just type in Tommy Daisy. Honestly, one of the best PvPers I have watched on YouTube. I don't believe he streams. I just think he's just a full content creator, but yeah, he's bloody good. Check him out.
Friendly. I was trying to remember my rhyme and I couldn't remember it. Spread them wide and open my zip. Prepare yourself for just the tip.
Shatil.
It's a sharp one. So here's a tip that I utilised the other day, and I thought, I don't think we've mentioned this. I think we might have mentioned it in our medical episode, but we didn't actually use it as a tip. So if you're anything like me, you hate Dave. No.
I was really listening in there and all I heard was Dave. I was like, what the fuck? if you guys were just like me there, my head was getting closer to my screen, even though the voice is coming out of my earphones on my head. And then he said Dave and I went back like, what the fuck?
This son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
If you're anything like me, you hate mouth noises, and we've spoken about this before. Fucking Dave Skittle bullshit, and when he's
do you reckon
like,
that's going to be worse for my new mic?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Anyway, so in Daisy, when they updated the game for when you get red water, and they introduced that lip smacking. Oh my god, that was the worst thing that I feel like Daisy have ever done. Like, it's
they've added some grim noises, man. Like crafting a bone knife does me right in. Cutting your wrists with a fucking pickaxe.
Oh yeah, that sounds like bleh, gross. Like
F11, man, with certain tools is horrible.
But the sound that you get from being red water is like this horrible lip smacking, and I would rather die than get red water. I can't be doing that. So I was having a run and I went to red water and something happened where I think there was no well or anything like that wherever I was, and there were streams, and but I had a water bottle and there were streams, I had no chlorine, I had no way of getting clean water, right? But what I did have was a saline. Now,
yeah,
a saline will boost your water up to enough to get you out of the red, to get you back up. So in a pinch, you can use a saline bag. Combine that with an IV start kit, not just used to get your blood back up, it will also get your water levels back up. So there's a tip.
I could really do with that on the mask at the moment, man. I'm red health and red.
I know, we heard it at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, man.
Getting messed up by nades.
Yeah.
So, saline salvation.
That's real cool, man. Like, honestly, that saline thing is a lifesaver. It's so good, especially when you're on the coast and you can't find any cans, you can't find any food, and you know your water's going to go low, and especially, like, you can't get yourself to the well, it's being camped or something, get yourself to a medical center, try and find yourself a saline bag and an IV start kit and get it down you.
Don't do that in real life. Don't get it down you in real life. It needs to be administered.
I'll tell
by
you,
a medical professional.
I never actually had a hangover until I was about 25 years old. Because
tell everyone.
Yeah, I was also a medic and doing a lot of research with the nurses and stuff. We found out that being hungover is just a chemical imbalance from your liver to your brain, so you need to replenish. And it's mainly just the sugars. So we would IV ourselves, and then we'd give ourselves, or with a cannula, and we'd give ourselves 500 milligrams of saline and glucose. And then, boom, I was hydrated and my sugar levels and my chemical imbalance in my brain's like back to normal. So I very rarely, even if I started feeling it, boom, IV myself, boom, straight away, do not have a hangover.
Did you not figure out how to fix the other imbalance you got going on in your head?
Me crazy! I didn't take my meds, I'm so sorry. Yeah, saline salvation, that's a good one.
You're welcome. Oi! Episode 81. We are done, son.
Fucking hell. He's on the rhymes today, guys.
Hey, just call me... I was going to say Will Smith. Why is he the only rapper I can think of? And he's not even a rapper.
I've done some good songs back in the day, but you keep my wife's mouth... name out your mouth.
Wife's mouth out of your
out
goddamn
your crotch.
Face.
Out your goddamn crotch. One thing, I don't have a wife, and the second thing, he's got a wife and doesn't want anyone near his crotch.
I was going to say, you're like a Ken doll, you don't have a crotch.
It's a polished front like an action man. All the best soldiers were eunuchs. What was the name of that fucking regiment on Game of Thrones that had their old peepees chopped off?
Oh yeah, they were all the advisor things, weren't they? I don't know what they were called.
The Grey Worm was one of them. The Unsullied.
Unsullied, yeah.
Yes, come on, boys. We've got memory there.
Episode 81 done. Thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of the Friendly a Daisy podcast. Don't forget GeoGuessr, Daisy style.
Yeah,
GeoGuessr.com without the E. Try
100%. It,
bro.
Check it out, man. So check fun. This out.
See if you can beat my score. If you can beat my score, send it to us on Discord. Also, just going to remind you all as well about the Talent for Daisy tag. But there is also a spot in our Discord for, it's called This Is Our Story. That's what the new spotlight is called. So it's called This Is Our Story, and there is a space there for Talent for Daisy where you can just say, hey, this is pretty sick, consider adding this into the next article, and we'll put it there, and Bob's your uncle, done.
100%. Also, me and Andy are going to be streaming at least once a week at the moment, so we're planning to do a few streams, maybe do one tonight, which is Friday in your eyes, and maybe do one on Bank Holiday Monday. But check us out, pop us in if you get any ideas for episodes, any ideas if you want to just come and have a talk, or just ask us questions and pick our brains to see if we know about anything or anything you think we haven't noticed or haven't done before. Just give us the heads up. Just say, hi guys, what's going on?
Thanks so much for everyone that subbed on YouTube as well. I know we did a little bit of a push on it, but I went to start a stream the other day to try and get us up to 500 subs, and we were already on 504. That was immediate failure, but it's great for... I appreciate that from every one of you. I appreciate you all. So thank you very much.
I'm just going to check something.
Do it.
We're 509 subs now.
509. What I need now on YouTube is watch time. I can't remember exactly how much. Let me have a look. So watch time. Fucking hell. I need 3,000 hours of watch time. And we've currently got 455.
Oh.
Not a lot. So I guess that will come if we like stream more.
Yeah, 100%. With the Twitch road, we're pretty much there, but we could do with people popping in and subbing maybe the other 409 people that you've got on YouTube can come across and sub to us on or follow us. It doesn't cost anything on Twitch.
Well, we've double plugged. We've double ended this episode with a plug. So let's leave these lovely people to the rest of their day, shall we?
100%. And you guys, you enjoy DayZ.
Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
What? No, I can't. Why?
No, because he really wants to keep.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Have you ever killed a houseplant before? Don't worry, you are not alone. But what if I told you you're not destined to be a plant killer? What if I told you you could not only fill your home with gorgeous, luscious, happy, thriving plants, but live a happier life through caring for them? Hey, new plant friend, my name is Maria. I am a former plant killer turned happy plant lady and host of the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where it is my life's mission to help you grow happy plants and thrive alongside them. Because when you learn to care for plants, you really learn to slow down, connect with nature, and nurture yourself too. Each week, I share expert tips, inspiring conversations, and soulful planty wisdom to help you grow a greener, happier life. So if you're ready to turn your plant struggles into plant joy and get the green thumb you've always dreamed of, search Growing Joy with Plants wherever you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe. That's Growing Joy with Plants podcast. Let's grow some joy together.